It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Welcome again to this neighborhood. I like being television neighbor with you. Have you ever seen anything like this? A friend just handed it to me today and said, just twist it any way you want and make all different shapes. That's fun to use, isn't it? You know, when I went to visit the woman who makes television programs for children in Russia, I asked her if she'd like to come to visit us here someday, and she said she would. Well, this is her picture, Tatiana Vedneva. And this is a message which tells us that she will arrive today. Dear Fred, I will arrive today. And it's signed Tatiana. It's a long, long trip to come here to visit from Russia. And I wanted to give Tatiana something to remember us by, something that I made by myself. So I've been working on a song for her to have so that she could sing it if she wants to and to take it home with her. I'll sing it for you right now. We would like to welcome you. You see, that's something that I do want to do. I want to welcome her. It's good to be in touch. We would like to welcome you. Our friendship means so much. Oh, I think that's the telephone. Hello? Yes, Mr. McFeely, hi. Oh, good. All right, fine. Yes, I'll be here, certainly. Looking forward to that visit. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. That's Mr. McFeely, and he says that Tatiana will be ready to come over in about 10 minutes. So that gives us time for some make-believe. That's something that we do while we're waiting, isn't it? Oh, I must get this, because I thought it might be fun to have this to think about in make-believe. Trolley? Let's make-believe that it's still nighttime in the neighborhood, and Handyman Negri and Miss Polificate have discovered some magical ways of playing with this twist sculpture as the trolley comes by the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley.
Are you still up too, handyman?
Oh, yes. I've had so much to do today. So many repairs and so much contracting.
A royal handyman's work
is never done.
Well, I have something to show you.
Oh, what is it?
Queen Sarah gave me a present earlier today, and I just opened it up a few minutes ago.
Is it a ball?
Well, I guess it could be.
I've never seen anything like this.
Twist it around.
Oh, what a present.
Oh, Queen Sarah's given us wonderful gifts.
I know. I remember when she gave me this hat for the nighttime.
I love the nighttime. And you can certainly use something like that.
And like this.
Look over there, near the museum. It looks like that. It looks exactly like that.
Except that is in the sky.
Well, I'd better alert the king and queen.
Oh, and I better go take a closer look. You never know what we'll find in make-believe.
Oh, that's for sure.
Did you see that? Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't Handyman Negri?
Oh, I'm sorry if I got you out of bed, Lady Elaine.
Oh, it's early yet, Toots. I was just lounging around doing a few nighttime things.
Have you seen the sky?
About 25 ago. Is it any different now?
Look and see.
What in the world is that?
It looks like it's getting closer.
It surely is.
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it looks like it's carrying something. There is somebody on that thing.
I believe you're right, Lady Elaine.
It's a flying something with a flying somebody on it. It's a night visitor, that's what it is. It's a visitor from a star. I knew it. I knew I would be vindicated.
You what?
You see, I wasn't lying. Stars do fly, and they do fall. And something I hadn't added, they do transport visitors from way up high to make-believe.
What is it?
And who is it?
Well, they've sure picked the right place to land.
It's beautiful.
Welcome to the neighborhood of make-believe.
We watched you come from the sky.
And you surely came to the right place. I mean, my museum is it as far as this neighborhood's concerned. What kind of talk is that? That's nice. I mean...
Maybe we should all go over to the castle.
Well, what's wrong with my place?
Well, nothing's wrong. It's just that...
Miss Polificate's the one who spotted it. And she's already told Aunt Sarah and Uncle Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, thee.
Me, thee.
You're welcome. I think I'm getting the hang of it.
You are?
Well, I always was good at languages. Now, with this one, you just put some me's and these together. Now, just call me if you need me.
We will, to be sure.
There's something about the sky that brings the best to this place. Me thee, toot toot.
Lady Aberlin, Handyman Negri, and a visitor from the stars, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle King Friday.
We welcome you to this neighborhood visitor.
Me thee.
Yes, and we are very impressed with your private plane.
Me thee.
So you say.
We wonder if you might be ready for some rest after your long voyage.
Me thee.
Yes, and something to eat and drink. We'd be glad to have you stay with us here at the castle.
It's a very nice place.
Me thee.
You'll see.
And then later I will tell you the large words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Oh, yes, Trolley.
Wasn't that fun to think about a visitor from the stars? And that visitor talked in a different way from the others in the neighborhood of make-believe. Me, thee, me, thee, me, thee, thee. Maybe before the night's over, someone can begin really to understand that talk. Do you remember what it was like when you were learning how to talk? You probably learned a few words at a time by saying them over and over again. Words like mama, dada, baba. That's how people learn a new language, saying simple words over and over again and having people appreciate them. When Tatiana comes to visit, I know a few of her words in her language, and she knows a few of ours. But she'll have someone with her who knows both English and Russian, so that person can help us know what Tatiana is saying and help Tatiana know what I'm saying. I want to try that song present once more before they arrive. Remember that first part? We would like to welcome you. It's good to be in. That may be they now. Let's see. It is. Come in, Mr.
Greetings,
McPhailer.
Mr. Rudson. Visitors to the neighborhood.
I'm so glad to see you
Hello,
again.
Hello, Mr. Rudson.
Здравствуйте.
I'd like to meet Masha Norby.
Hi, Masha. I'd like you to know my television neighbors. This is Tatiana Vedneva and Masha Norby.
Hello.
Will you come in?
No, I can't today. I have more deliveries, but I'll be back to pick them up.
Oh, good. Please.
Das vidanya.
Das vidanya, Mr. McFeely.
I'm glad to see you.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
To see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you.
Mr. Fred, у меня есть для вас подарок.
She has a present for you.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
This is a matryoshka.
Matryoshka? A matryoshka doll. Oh, thank you for that. I remember when I was a little boy. Is it one that... Yes. I saw one and they come apart like that and have a little one inside.
What?
Yeah. And another. Huh? And another. Oh, what a special present. Спасибо. Yes.
You are welcome.
Oh, good for you, Татьяна.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Можно мне посмотреть ваш телевизионный дом?
Can you show me your television house?
Of course. Could I give you that while I show you? Here's my closet. Where I keep my sweaters.
Я тоже очень люблю носить свитер.
She likes to wear
sweaters too. Aha. And the trolley, would you like to see the trolley coming out? Just sit right here. If you sit right here. And then if you make this little thing go up like that.
Можно я?
Yeah. Uh-huh. There it comes. Good.
Good night.
That's the trolley. And when we take the trolley to the neighborhood of make-believe, we make up stories with puppets there.
Кукли, yeah. Это очень здорово, что такая есть страна фантазия у вас. Но у нас тоже есть куклы в нашей программе.
It's nice that you have a land of make-believe here. We have puppets on our show, too.
И я сегодня привезла с собой друга.
And I brought my friend with me.
Not the rabbit.
Это друг всех советских детей.
And he's the friend of all the Russian children.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Well, hello. What is your name?
My name is Степашка.
Степашка.
My name is Степашка.
Does that mean rabbit?
Sorry. Yeah.
Чапашка?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to this neighborhood, Чапашка.
Thank you. I'm glad to see you.
Good for you. You're knowing some English words, aren't you?
В русских сказках зайцы обычно трусишки, но наш Степашка не такой. Он так хотел познакомиться с Даниэлем и увидеться с мистером Роджерсом, что не побоялся сесть в самолет и прилететь в Америку.
In Russian fairy tales, rabbits are usually cowardly, but he's not such a rabbit. In fact, he wanted to see Daniel so much that he got on an airplane and traveled a long way to be here with you today.
Well, I'm mighty glad you came.
У Степашки есть для вас подарок.
He has a present for you.
Present?
A present?
Yeah.
A lot of presents.
It's a film.
Oh, it's a film?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Это для всех детей.
It's for all children.
How people make matryoshka dolls.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
У вас есть проектор?
Do you have a projector?
Yeah, we have picture. We can show it on picture.
Мы можем посмотреть?
Will you tell us about it? Okay. Oh, there's the matryoshka doll. Excuse me. I put it in picture. And will you tell us about it?
Маша, расскажи, пожалуйста, что в этом фильме.
She asked me to tell you about the film.
Good. Let's look at it together.
Matryoshka dolls are made from wooden logs.
There's a big saw cutting that log.
Once the logs are cut to the correct length, they have to be split into smaller pieces. This man uses a machine to do that.
Look how that works.
Now they put the pieces of wood into a machine called a lathe. This spins the wood round and round very fast, and a metal blade shaves it into the shape of a cylinder.
He must work very carefully.
The wood is now ready to be made into the different pieces of the matryoshka doll. The first part that's made is the bottom.
Look how he's making that wood change shape.
Now he carves out the inside of the wood. He's using a tool called a chisel. It removes the wood as it spins.
It's like a ribbon coming in. And this is pieces of wood.
Once the bottom fits just right, it's time to carve the outside shape of the doll.
Oh yes, I see it taking shape there. Sanding it.
As he finishes each doll, he checks to see if the next size doll fits inside just right.
That's what's so much fun about matryoshka dolls. One doll fits inside another.
Now it's time for the dolls to be painted. Each doll, no matter how large or small, is painted by hand.
They work so carefully. And they use many different colors. Obviously.
Every color of the rainbow.
I wonder if that woman played with matryoshka dolls when she was a little girl.
I bet she did. Now the dolls are just about finished, from the very biggest to the very smallest.
How beautiful they are. And each one made with such care. Thank you.
Grown-ups make toys for children in your country, too.
Да, конечно. Взрослые делают игрушки и делают телевизионные программы, так же, как и в Америке.
That the adults do make toys and they make television programs, just like in America.
Well, we thank you for this. Thank you very much. Would you like to see my fish?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Come into the kitchen and I'll show you the fish.
Отдыхай. It's nice.
How do you say fish?
Little fish. Рыбки.
Рыбки.
Yeah.
Okay, рыбки. Maybe you'd like to give them some food, huh?
Приятного аппетита.
Good. They're eating.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. Oh, good. Would you like something to...
Yes, thank you.
Good. There you are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Это ваша кухня? This is your kitchen?
This is the kitchen, yeah. Would you like some apple juice?
Яблочный сок.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You know, Tatiana is the mother of a 5-year-old son whose name is Dmitry, so I want to ask her about him. How is Dmitry?
Oh, very well. Спасибо, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have his picture. Oh, that's a good picture of him.
Ему 5 лет.
He's 5 years old.
5 years old, yes. What is it that he likes to do? What kinds of things?
Он любит играть в маленькие машинки. Но больше всего он любит рисовать.
He loves to play with small cars, but most of all he loves to draw.
Oh, he likes to draw pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, very much like children here in our country. Yeah.
Советские дети тоже любят рисовать, играть с игрушками. Любят, когда им рассказывают истории и сказки. У них тоже есть маленькие столы, маленькие стулья и кроватки, в которых они могут спать точно так же, как и американские дети.
And Soviet children also like to play, they like to read fairy tales, and they have small tables and beds where they sleep, just like American children.
Do children in Russia ever get frightened at night?
А советские дети, они боятся иногда вечером?
Да, боятся иногда. Наверное, потому что видят какой-нибудь страшный фильм или какой-то не очень... хорошую историю, она им снится.
Yes, sometimes I do, especially if they have just heard a frightening fairy tale.
And what about music? Do they like music?
Oh, да. Очень многие дети любят музыку.
Many children love music.
What about you?
А тебе?
Do you like music?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a musical present for you I'd like
what
to give.
What do you mean, it's musical подарок?
Yeah, could I give that to you?
Thank you.
And hit the piano in here. Tatiana, it's a song that I wrote for you. And the song says, we would like to welcome you. It's good to be in touch. We would like to welcome you. Our friendship means so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, thank you. Would you like to try to sing it? We would like to welcome you. It's good to be in touch. Good. We would like to welcome you. Our friendship means so much. Very nice, very nice. Oh, that must be Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely. That's your son. Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure.
Well, it's time to go to the airport.
It's time to go.
Almost time.
Oh, we've had a good visit, Mr. McFeely. Oh, I must give... Is he going to go on the airplane, too? Yeah.
Yes. Господин Роджерс, спасибо вам большое.
Thank you.
Я желаю всем американским детям, чтобы они были здоровы, счастливы, и чтобы у них было много добрых и веселых друзей, таких как мистер Роджерс.
She wants to wish all American children that they'll always be happy and healthy, and they'll have very many wonderful friends, just like Mr. Rogers. Thank you.
И Степашка тоже хочет что-то сказать.
He wants to say something, Степашка.
What's he going to say?
We are girls and boys. We want to be your good neighbors. It means good friends, too. Goodbye. I will see you.
Well, that sounds very much like our song.
goodbye to you. I'm so glad that you came. And I want to thank you, Tatiana, for coming to be with us. Thank you for your presence, but most of all, for yourself. We're very grateful that you would come.
Thank you very much.
And have a good trip.
Goodbye. I'll make a speedy delivery now on to the airport.
All right,
this
Mr.
way.
McFaley.
Speedy delivery.
Спасибо. Tatiana, listen to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Masha.
До свидания.
До свидания. Bye-bye. До свидания. Well, I remember so well the kindness that people showed me when I visited Russia. So it's so special that Tatiana would come to visit here to carry on our friendship. Everybody in the world loves to be loved. Babies and children and mothers and dads and grandparents and everybody. And it's such a good feeling to know when people do love us, isn't it? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, sometimes I close my eyes and I try to think how you look as you sit there by your television. I was a child once too, you know, and I love you. That's why I make television programs for you and your family. There are people all over the world who want to be loving and do loving things for each other. That's a good feeling too, isn't it? I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.